title is narrated with virtual voice, computer-generated narration for audiobooks. Love's Awakening by Sean D. Young. Dedication. This book is dedicated to my daddy, Leon Lucky Lee Taylor, the 943-1994. I miss you. Austin Family Tree. Prologue. What is your problem? You've been acting weird all evening. Philip Austin stiffened as he fought the urge to make himself vulnerable to the innocent sound of his girlfriend's voice. He quickened his pace down the hall to get to his hotel room. He had to deal with Ebony and her betrayal. What had to be done was evident, but not before she admitted to her disloyalty. No matter how she tried to make her voice sound, the sophisticated and statuesque Ebony Blackwell was far from innocent, and Philip had pictures to prove it. Now, whenever he looked in her direction, catching her winking or blowing him a kiss, he was reminded of the photos he'd just seen with her scantily dressed, a sight he couldn't unsee. The thought of her in the arms of another man made him angry, but seeing it in real life caused his stomach to hurt. His plans to share his life with her blew up in his face with one text message. Why would she do that to me? He'd been faithful to her, trying to satisfy her every need. He hadn't done as well as he thought since, in one photo, she was spread all over the lap of some other dude, acting like she was on a cowboy ride. He released a loud sigh of frustration as they approached their hotel room. He turned to face her, and their eyes collided. "You're my problem," he said simply as they approached the door. Ebony jumped back as if she'd been slapped. "Me?" She pointed to herself with a question in her eyes. He turned to her. "Don't try to sound so innocent." He could feel his pressure rise. He needed to get inside the room before he lost it in the hallway. Causing a scene while the steady stream of people was coming and going wasn't a good look. A private matter shouldn't be discussed in public. Her features softened even more. He knew that she had to go. The word sucker wasn't written on his face. Those dark brown eyes and sweet voice would have moved him any other time, but not anymore. He was tired of being a pawn in her game. He had to protect himself from her devices, so he quickly turned his attention away from her. Pressing the key card against the door, he heard the lock disengage, so he pushed it open. Philip fought against her familiar scent with every step, wrapping around him like a cocoon. He had to get away from her so she wouldn't use her womanly wiles to pull at his heartstrings. It was over, and he had to tell her. The words were about to erupt from his lips, so he hurried inside with her following closely behind. "Phil, you didn't answer me." The muscles in his neck tightened at hearing her call him by his nickname. Any other time, she'd said it was like a soft caress making his body tingle, a sign of affection, but it only made him cringe tonight. It was all wrong. She was about to lay it on thick, but he wasn't having it this time. "Phil," she pleaded, calling out to him again, "why would you say I'm your problem? I haven't done anything to you. I thought we were having a good time." She walked up to him, placing her hand on his chest. Philip stepped back quickly. It was true. They were having a great time despite his misgivings. He'd hoped against hope that he was wrong about her, but his gut never lied. Once the private investigator he'd hired sent him the photos tonight, Philip could no longer deny that Ebony had been unfaithful. He couldn't allow her to lie in his bed next to his heart another night, and she'd shattered it into pieces. She was a traitor, no matter how invested he was in the relationship. Philip felt like a fool for loving and trusting her. He hadn't given